You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena Juju Lips, how are you?
Kia ora. Hello, I'm doing good. Rachel, how are you doing?
Good. I'm so stoked to have you in here. We've just played your award-winning song, Airplane Mode.
Sounds so nice.
You can stick that in every press release
and
now.
And I can. Wow, I never even thought about that. Are we listening, Helena? Did you hear that? Award-winning track. No.
That was, of course, the favourite single for the Student Radio Network for 2023. Wow. Very well deserved.
Thank you.
And you've just put out an EP today, which that track is housed on. How are you feeling about Get That Shot being out there?
Listen, wow. I feel like I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you said, award-winning track. Like, I mean, that just happened. Like, the SRN Awards just happened, and that was amazing. And I was like, that's so cool. That's so great. And then, like, to top that off, it's like, now we've got an EP. So it's just like, it's really cool to have a really positive, consistent flow happening, and I'm just happy I get to release music and I'm excited.
It feels like things are really the momentum is really in a good space for you at the moment, and heading into summer feels like a very exciting time as well. With this EP, like, what is it saying, I guess, about you and where you're at with your own performance and songwriting at the moment? How do you sort of feel it stands as a banner almost for yourself?
Well, I think Get That Shot has been a motto that I've carried since I really started this journey for a long time, even when I was feeling down or when I didn't have faith in myself. I was always like, no, you did this to get that shot. And I think that's been a really recurrent theme in what I do, and so to be here at this stage where I'm like, okay, cool, I've released this music that's been written probably 2 years ago, it's been I've been able to sit with the music and I've been able to perform the music before anyone's been able to hear it. So to be sitting here at this time, I really do feel like I am actually getting that shot.
That's
you
so
know?
Cool. Yeah.
So it's sick.
It's I like the idea of like planting the seed almost when you're writing the songs, and then now you're getting to actually do the little harvest.
Yeah,
this is a very cheesy metaphor I've gone for this morning, but
it fits. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a really incredible EP. It's so uplifting and fun and cheeky, which I've always loved about your music. What has, I guess, been exciting about creating this world? Because you've gone really expansive with your videos as well, and kind of bringing in people around you.
Yeah.
What's been some of the most sort of enjoyable parts of the process for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the creating the music is always like top, the most fun part for me. But then being able to actually etch out your ideas and like relate them to someone and have them executed in visual form is just
totally
so cool.
Yeah.
So anytime I get to work with like directors or like DOPs or anything like that, it's like, whoa, this is so cool for us to take this idea and just bring it to life, because it does take a lot of work, you know.
Totally.
And I think those are such fun aspects. And then also the journey in itself, I always have to remind myself, because it's like,
yeah,
the journey is there is an end product, but the journey is what counts. So
absolutely, yeah.
As I'm sitting here, I'm like, whoa, but to make this EP, I worked with this person. You know, I was able to work with Abraham Kuhnin. I was able to be in rooms with like Tom Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to touch other genres that I've always wanted to play with. I experimented with sounds from back home and stuff. Like, yeah, no, it was just super, super cool to be able to now be here at this final stage. Yeah,
and sort of see it all kind of tie together well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Scott, you did an amazing version of Friday Night at the Liquor Store.
Silver Scrolls.
That was really cool. That must have been quite an exciting and possibly maybe daunting experience as well, because that's a big tune to be walking into.
Listen, Mr. Tom Scott, he doesn't play with the lyrics. His lyricism is like top 10. I always say like some of my favorite tracks are on the album. Oh, not me forgetting the album. The
now
album.
I'm also having a brain blank.
It's
early
it's,
homebrew, or are we talking
it's
Avondale?
It's homebrew, and Blowing Smoke is on it.
Yes, that one.
Yes,
great record.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's quarter to nine on a Friday morning.
I honestly love how he writes, because it's just so brilliant. So even when I was given the opportunity, like I was like, okay, this is great. And then I saw the song and I said, this is very great, but also, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm just so, so glad that I was able to take it, because, I mean, the whole point of Silver Scrolls was to take it and sort of put your own spin on it,
totally,
but still keep it relevant to the original track. And I think we did such a great job of it. And it was so fun.
Yeah.
And I think I jujified the song.
Yes.
At the end of that performance, I was just like, I was on a high. Like I felt really, really great. Once again, it's the fact that it started with an idea, and at the end, like seeing everything unfold and how much work we put into it and being able to perform it in front of all those, you know, people. Yeah, I was so happy.
It was really, it was a really special moment as well, which people can actually watch on YouTube if you missed it when the Silver Scrolls were happening. All those videos are up online now. It is a wonderful cover, and I do think you managed to jujify it as well and bring a totally new aspect to it, which is the whole point of doing those covers, as you said.
Yeah.
But getting back to your own music, Get That Shot is the track we're going to listen to from the EP. It is kind of this banner track for this motto for yourself. But, you know, there is this, there's like a sense of really like backing yourself that comes with this EP, which I think is really wonderful to listen to. And it feels really exciting to see you at this stage. With this song in particular, how did the writing process for it go? What was the sort of cast your mind back, but what was the kind of original starting point for you?
And I am casting my mind back. I hit that shot. Oh yeah, that's really nice. I probably started writing this track maybe about like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I think that's when I really started to form what is my team now. Like I think I just partnered with Helena. Helena Bacco is my manager, and my best friend, who is my like full-time hairstylist. Like whenever you see a crazy hairstyle, it's me and her sitting down like doing it. I just formed people that are really close to me and that were for the cause.
Totally.
And like the first line of Get That Shot is, blessed with the best I could never tell. Wait, blessed with the best you could never tell me that I ain't got a hitter that's on my team, you know? And that was literally like, I have everyone that's with me. And the next line's like, you can only go when the light is green, but I've been lit up. It's a common scene. Because it's like, we're always on go, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're always ready. And I think that's where the track started from. Because it's like, I started with... Because when you start this journey, it's often... It's very simple. It's very easy to get, like, confused or... Because you don't see there's a straight path. But having people around you to guide you and to help you is really, really reassuring. And... that's where it started. That's where Get That Shot began, and I sort of ran with that. And then there's also there's always this self-doubt, you know.
Totally.
Whether it's imposter syndrome, whether it's actually other people telling you that you're not good enough or that you can't do something. And I sort of took all of those themes and meshed it into one where it was like, I'm here, I belong here, I'm about to get that shot, and you're going to see me get that shot.
Totally.
Even if you didn't believe in me, you're going to see it. You know?
Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. I'm going to be in your face. I'm going to be on your screen.
I love that, and I really feel like that's such a truism as well, that a lot of people learn maybe the hard way, but how good to have your, you know, people around you and always know that, you know, if something feels weird or if like you're not sure where you're going, you've got good people you can be like bouncing those experiences off with. And, you know, that must be like so crucial for making sure it still stays fun as well.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a fun EP. It's a fantastic EP. Get That Shot. Jujulips, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I really recommend people go get it all the usual places. It's out today, and there is a great music video for the title track as well.
Absolutely.
That Tom Grutt made.
Yes. Has been directed by him. Yeah, super exciting. And then it's super exciting times too, the end of the year. You know, I've got some cool festivals coming up. The Other's Way is next week. Woo! And I'm so excited, you know. And Auckland Festival is always fun. And then I've got like R&V and Nest Fest. So it's going to be a fun time. The ball's always rolling. You know, if you want to keep up to date with like what's happening, you can always add me on socials, Jujulips. And, you know, I'll see you at a show, listen to the EP, you know, yeah.
Well, we'll see you next Friday at The Other's Way, and have a fantastic time celebrating this EP today. Juju, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Me that I ain't got a hitter that's on my team. You can only go when the light is green, but I've been lit up, it's a common theme. I take swing, it's a hit and run. Too many levels, I just out jump. Had to pave my way, had to reconstruct. Paid a big old price, but it's like I want. We only want hitters that's on our team. Soon you'll see just what I mean. First it don't make sense and it gets real clear. This interface right here's a career. Right here, right now. Tunnel vision, sights, far. I feel like I hit the road running. Boosted from the top. Get him, gonna get it. Wanna test and get around a plasty. Wanna fix and end up in the trashy. That's me being gentle, that's me being classy. Don't you dare come at me, talking that smack. Got a lot of chat when you're back by the pack. Running your mouth when you're looking like that. Something your mom should've swatted or spat. Get that shot, better clear the way. Nigga, you suck, couldn't get it to stay. What you want, what you think you can play with? I wear the strap and I'm really not shy. I can take your bitch and I can take your guy. Sit 'em, gonna get it. Sit 'em, gonna what? Cause I see some trouble. I see them green legs under that rubble. Best to keep my distance, I'm not with that ensemble. That shit crazy, do you think you wanna try? That's what a bitch that's mad as I. You DM with no reply. Yes, I seen it, but I'm getting high. Fuck your feelings, they can die. Living free, slay in your mind. Get that shot now, that's a bullseye. Too many times I'm played my bettiness. Now the limit is the sky. Sit 'em, gonna get it. Sit 'em, gonna what? Misunderstood, so they can complain. They're about to find out I'm not. Sit 'em, gonna get it. Sit 'em, gonna what? Sit 'em, gonna get it. Sit 'em, gonna get that shot. Sit 'em, gon' get it. Sit 'em, gon' what? Sit 'em, gon' get that shot. Misunderstood, so they think I'm playing. They're about to find out I'm not. Sit 'em, gon' get it. Listen up. Sit 'em, gon' get that shot. Too many times don't play my bettiness. Now you're I won't.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.